This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Two times in as many weeks? Come on. The ship is cursed. For the second time in just over a week, a U.S. Navy fighter jet from the USS Harry S. Truman has been lost in the Red Sea. An F-18 Super Hornet crashed into the sea while attempting to land on the carrier on May 6th. That was yesterday. The two pilots ejected and were safely recovered, minor injuries. It was last week that another jet fell off the Truman as sailors towed the aircraft into the hangar bay. The Truman has been deployed to the Middle East for months to aid strikes against Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen.
$60 million times two, it's higher than that.
I believe they're close to $70 million planes.
Okay.
Let's bring in retired Commander Jesse Reed, Top Gun pilot, good friend of the program. Hello, Jesse.
This is getting a little too regular.
I know. We're going to have to start paying you for content.
Well, you know, for the first time, I agree with the danger zone being played. If this doesn't show you that an aircraft carrier is a dangerous place to work, I don't know what does.
It is consistently at the top of the list for most dangerous places to work physically. However, mishaps like this don't happen very often. What does this say to you that this is twice in our stack in a couple of weeks?
Boy, I don't know. You know, so this keeps happening in the same ship. As we've talked about on air here a few times now in the last few weeks, they've had a pretty tough run. They had the shoot down.
A friendly fire shoot down
last year.
Yep.
Yeah, which I mean, for the folks out there that have served, definitely know about this. And for even those who haven't served, there's nothing that lowers morale like what we call blue on blue or friendly fire. And so that incident last year, I'm sure was devastating to the morale of that ship and that battle group. And then, you know, compounded more recently with these other incidents and in a long deployment. And they've been, you know, from what I understand, the pace of the operational pace with what they're doing with the Houthis over there, has just got to be exhausting for these folks. And I think, you know, it's when you start to stretch folks thin and they keep doing more with less. I think we might be to the point here. And again, this is all speculation. I'm not a part of it. What's going on with this actual aircraft carrier? And I'm not fully in the know. But I think you get to a point where you got to kind of cut your losses and you got to let your folks go home and recover. And I don't know, that could be very much a human factor that's at play here as well. This is when mistakes start to be made inadvertently. This is when things start to get missed. And again, this is a speculative comment on my part.
Yeah. But. We understand, Jesse. You're not on the aircraft carrier. You're retired from the Navy, but you're the closest thing we have to understand what's going on.
Sure.
So with the USS Harry Truman, we had a friendly fire incident last year where one of their planes was brought down by their own aircraft carrier. We've had a plane go over the side. We had a plane where the for whatever reason, the landing gear or the
hooking mechanism,
the cable didn't work properly.
Yeah.
What is the rank of somebody who commands an aircraft carrier?
So an aircraft carrier, the commanding officer of an aircraft carrier is a captain in the Navy, which is similar to a full colonel or a full bird colonel, as you would say, an 06, in the other services. And a very senior captain at that as well. Usually after a commanding officer finishes their tour aboard an aircraft carrier, they usually go on, if they stay in the military, go on to make a flag rank after that, which would be an admiral.
Would the captain of the USS Harry Truman be in trouble for the three incidents that have occurred in the last year and the two in the last 2 weeks?
The military is very much about chain of command, and responsibility starts at the top. And so, the captain wouldn't be directly responsible for this, but as is often in the military, a lot of times the command climate, the training environment, all that tone is considered to be set by whoever's in charge. And that's why you see in a lot of cases, that old adage, the captain goes down with the ship.
Yep.
There's a lot of reasons behind that. And is it a perfect system? It's tough. I think there's been some unfair things that have happened to people in charge over the years, but ultimately it's got to fall on somebody. And at least in the military, the buck usually stops with whoever's at the top.
It's just a string of horrible, I don't want to say luck, but my goodness, we just don't see this happen this often. Can you explain, in this latest case, this did not happen in the hangar bay as the last one. This happened as the jet was coming in for landing, attempting to land. And the hook line, for lack of a better word, that's supposed to snag the plane somehow failed. And then what are you trained to do when that happens?
Well, normally, so what you're referring to, Dana, is the arresting cables that are in the landing area there. So when the plane lands, it has a tail hook dragging on the back, and it catches one of these really thick steel wires that we call arresting wires. And they have a couple of them set up there, in case you missed the first or second one. They got a couple of them. Depending on how new the ship is, there could be three or four of them. It sounds like maybe in this case, one of those arresting cables snapped, or we say it parted. And normally, if you don't catch a wire, which happens often, every day during flight operations, there's an airplane coming aboard an aircraft carrier. It misses the wires. The pilot doesn't fly the perfect approach. And you add full power as you land, and you just go around and you try it again. And hopefully you come back around and you catch the wires this time. If this was what I suspect happened, and we had an actual wire part, there's no real training for that. There's no drills you can practice to for that. Because it really is the worst case scenario, where the airplane starts to come to a stop because it's caught the wire, but then at the last second the wire snaps like a rubber band almost, and now you have not enough speed for the airplane to keep flying. It just kind of trickles over the edge of the aircraft carrier, and at that point, you got about a half a second to make a decision to eject, or you're going to go into the ocean face first, and it's not going to be good.
So we're lucky they survived. I mean, honestly, I do believe in this case they ejected, correct?
They did.
There is. And if the folks listening, if you want to see a good representation of what this looks like, you can go Google this. There's a great video on YouTube. I think it's a National Geographic special they did on aircraft carriers years ago. But if you just Google aircraft carrier arresting cable snap or something to that, you'll see all these videos of this actually happening, because everything's filmed on an aircraft carrier, and then that footage eventually makes it out. And I mean, it's tough stuff for me to watch. It'll give you the willies if you've been in this business before, and even if you hadn't. But it's really, really, really dangerous. And a cable parting is about the worst case scenario I could think of on an aircraft carrier.
Then because it's just flapping around on the deck, right?
It is like a rubber band snapping, except this is a steel rubber band that's a couple inches thick, and it will literally slice through somebody like flesh and bone, like a knife through butter.
That was my other question, Commander. How did someone on the ground in the support staff this would be a catastrophic injury.
Yeah. And unfortunately, in some of those videos that I referred to, there are some sailors that are on the flight deck that get hit. I was telling Scott this earlier. I used to pre-flight, I'm out there pre-flighting the jet and inspecting it before I get in it to go flying. And a lot of times while you're doing that on an aircraft carrier, there's planes that are in the middle of landing as you're walking around on the aircraft carrier. And I made it a habit, because of this risk, it's not a common thing, but if it does happen, it's catastrophic. And I would stop my pre-flight every single time an airplane was about to land, and I would hide behind a big piece of machinery or something metal on the flight deck.
Yeah.
So that if that cable were to part, I would have something solid between me and that steel wire that was going to go flying across the deck. And that's most pilots do that just out of instinct.
Jesse, we got to get to break. So if you could answer this quickly, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You're talking, don't call me, sir. We've gone over this 1,000 times. You do that on purpose.
But, I do.
But these pilots, you said, have a split second to decide if they're going to eject. How do you train for that as a Navy pilot? Because you can't do it in real time, because if you eject from your plane, we just lost another $70 million.
Yeah, it's a tough call to make, because you don't want to be that guy that ejects and then the plane was actually fine. So there's probably going to be a lot of people screaming at them over the radio, too, that see this happen. And so you would have probably the landing signals officers, up in the tower, there's what we call the air boss. That's the guy in the movie who's like, negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern's full. That's the air boss. Probably looking down, watching all this stuff happen, and is going to probably start yelling at him to eject. So everybody, there's the great news about all of this is that every time an airplane's moving around on a flight deck, landing, taking off, there are a lot of eyeballs on that airplane and a lot of people backing up those air crew in there to help them make split second decisions.
Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully this is the last call this week about the Harry S. Truman.
Okay.
Amen.
From your mouth to God's ears. All right, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name's Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.